Why don't we go through some of the data specifically on colorectal cancer and sort of put out on the table, because I know from our other experiences with multiple tumors that the other investigators are not necessarily always on exactly the same page about what's going on. So maybe we can get everybody up to speed.
So really exciting about colorectal cancer, and it's even more complicated now for our doctors that treat other cancers such as lung cancer. But we actually have different subgroups depending on their molecular profile at baseline that might have a different treatment algorithm. And what I want to point out here is the patients, if they have RAS mutations, they might be treated in a different way than patients who have BRAF mutations, than patients who have RAS wild-type tumors. And so our choices of therapy may change or differ based on the molecular profile that we find at baseline for patients. So let's talk a little bit about what that is. In profiling our patients with metastatic colorectal cancer, we're looking at, first of all, RAS status. And it used to be KRAS status, but now it's expanded RAS status because we found that there's other mutations in RAS, including NRAS, where that might affect the patient's response to EGFR inhibitors with their treatment. And of course, BRAF mutated colorectal cancer patients, who we'll talk about later, who will have some very specific treatment recommendations based on that mutational status. And then we have microsatellite instability versus microsatellite stability, mismatch repair that we're looking at. Nowadays, we're starting to look at HER2 status because we found that HER2 treatment may actually result in a very good and prolonged response for patients who do have HER2 mutated disease. So let's talk about a really interesting test that we can do for our colorectal cancer patients, which just is in the history itself of left versus right-sided cancers. And so what we've seen is we've always known that right-sided colon cancer, so that includes the transverse colon, which is only about 2% of colon cancers, they do worse prognostically overall than patients with left-sided tumors. And so why is that? There's some very beautiful work, actually out of Johns Hopkins, that has looked at the cancer microbiome and looking at the bacteria in those different areas of the colon that might affect not only the molecular profile, but development of these colon cancers. And we've certainly seen different molecular profile analyses on right-sided tumors versus left-sided tumors. And what we've seen, overall survival, left-sided versus right-sided, so it's about one-third better for the left-sided than the right-sided cancers. And we'll talk a little bit about how that might make an influence in terms of choice of treatment.